This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague James Taranto, the editorial features editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, about DOGE and the Supreme Court. Will there be difficulties? Will the court decide whether DOGE is constitutional or not? James answers quite matter-of-factly, no. DOGE is a tool of the president. What else? Are there problems that are hard to see? James Taranto, much more of this later tonight.
Well, DOGE shouldn't have any problems structurally because it is part of the White House. So whatever authority it exercises is authority directly delegated by the president. And so it has authority only in as much as it's acting on the president's behalf. The president can fire Elon Musk or anyone else at DOGE tomorrow or order them to stop work or to change their work or whatever. So there's not a constitutional problem with DOGE. There may be legal issues with some of what DOGE is doing. There's an issue called impoundment, which is to what extent can the president refuse to spend money that Congress has already authorized. And that involves questions of constitutionality, of statutory interpretation, and so forth. So the activities of DOGE raise a lot of questions that are now being hashed out in court, some of which the Supreme Court will have to address at some point. But the structurally, it's sort of a fiction. It's just part of the executive office of the president. It is purely a tool of the president.